broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that it was refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 27th in the year of our Lord 2020, and the goal is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced that checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. First hour with Lowell Nelson, incredible hour. Give us a little bit. It'll be up online. You can listen to it on demand and spread the word to all your friends. Second hour starts now. Our good friend, the doctor's in the house, Scott Bradley with us. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Always good to hear you guys every Monday morning, and it's a beautiful spring day in my neck of the woods, so I hope everybody's day is looking as lovely as it is where I live.
Mine You're is not outside, are you, Scott? You better get back inside where you're safe.
Well, we'll have to talk about that sometime. I think that there's probably people that have grave concerns about my sanity. I'm just sorry about that, you know?
No, you'll be all right, my friend. We love you anyway. Insane or not, you're he. You know,
well,
there you go.
Well, those scared rabbits that are out there that are afraid to breathe and afraid to, you know, I mean, it's like all the banditos that are out there with their masks on. I've got a friend that says if everybody absolutely has to wear them, he's going to get a Lone Ranger mask.
There you go. Got to do something, man.
I'm going to get a Hillary mask. I think that's the best way to go.
That's terrifying. Man.
Kirk Cosby's just going to go transgender.
I mean, we're talking panic.
All right, there you go. Okay, I got to give President Donald Trump some praise, Kurt. I know this is out of character for me and everything, even though I praise him every chance I get. I'm looking for another opportunity, and I'm ahead of Kurt on this one, believe it or not. This is really cool news, but the headline says this: President Donald Trump did not hold a White House coronavirus briefing on Saturday. He tweeted, quote, "What is the purpose of having White House news conferences if or when the lamestream press only asks nothing but hostile questions and then they refuse to report the truth even after they get the answers to those questions?" That's interesting, right? They ask hostile questions, and then they refuse to report the truth or facts accurately. Wow. They get record ratings, and the American people get nothing but fake news. Not worth the time, the president says. Now, I completely agree with him, Kurt, and he must be listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, because isn't that exactly what I've been saying, Kurt?
Well, you're right again, Sam, of course.
Mm-hmm. I've been telling the president that these people are just his enemies. And I don't have any problem. Now, listen carefully. I don't have any problem with President Trump having a direct way to communicate his information to the people. And I can agree or disagree with the president's information. That's my choice. But you know what? We can at least hear what he has to say. And that's something you bring up, Kurt, that I think is incredibly wise. I believe, though, that that's not the form to do it in, because it's just going straight to the enemy. Here's what President Trump did do instead, Kurt. And I commend him for this. I've got a little guidance of what he could do more, because I always want to help him with solutions. But here's what he did. They say, "We did receive an abridged Friday briefing with no questions from the press and a Friday night report from Axios stating Trump's intentions to scale back on the daily briefings." Kurt, I think this is brilliant in the answer. Why don't you release a press release every day where people can... You know, either you can stand up, President Trump, and do your press briefing and just get rid of the questions from the clown media, okay? Or you can write it up in a transcript so we can read it or whatever else. I have no problem with you putting out information as you best see it, President, and we commend you for that. But then I think that you ought to start going on some talk shows and or filling in on some talk shows and let the people go directly to you. Just simply skip the mainstream hostile press – And anyway, it's brilliant, Kurt, and I think we're getting somewhere now. And I've been kind of critical of the president because he just complains about him, but then he goes straight to them again. Now he's not doing that anymore, Kurt, and I've got nothing but praise. Nothing but good for him, and what can I do to help and support that effort? What can we do to let the president get out his information as he sees it, whether you agree or disagree, and hearing exactly what he says straight from the source, as you wisely point out? And then what can we do to help true dialogue between the president of the United States and the people that elected him, Kurt, without the clown media in the middle? This is incredibly cool and necessary, and I commend the president for taking the next step, which is action. What do you say to them apples, Kurt?
Well, one of the things I'll say is that the president has been, I think he's had the same virus that most of us have had and maybe continue to have, and that is the hope that the old media, you know, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and all that kind of stuff, that they'll come to their senses and they'll start doing what's right. And yet, you know, what they do every so often, like they did with the little story a little while back, where New York Times reported first about the radio gig with Rush Limbaugh thing that you said you found. But they encourage us to continue to go to them simply because every so often, like Zig Ziglar says, you're going to find a good biscuit in a garbage can. But then he says, it's not the place to look for it. So I suggest that people, you know, basically don't go to any of those sources that we know are bad, whether it's you, Sam, or me, or even the president. And I think maybe he's figured it out after, 50-something of these press briefings, I hope we all understand that as well.
Yeah, when you say don't go to those sources, there's a little difference in intention of who's going to those sources when and how, for instance. So I go to the sources to keep an eye on the enemy, and I go to the sources because I think that's where I can bring up a lot of points that they're literally, you know, promoting propaganda with, and I bring up the stories 99 out of 100 times to reject their propaganda. So believe it or not, you know, the press is now being very critical of President Trump, saying how bad and evil he is for, not holding press briefings and everything else. And I see that, and then I say, really? He's not holding a press briefing? Really? He rejected them and didn't take questions, and he had a, quote, shortened briefing so we can still hear from him on Friday night? That's incredible, and he's not going to do these clown shows anymore? Wow. And so I monitor the mainstream press, Kurt, not because I agree with them. I monitor a lot of other news sources, too, and we ought to do a broadcast sometime of what sources I monitor and stuff like that. I monitor two mainstream sources, actually three, and I troll them very quickly. The New York Times, USA Today, and CNN. Why do I monitor them? Because they're going to be the most hostile to our agenda, and they're going to basically paint the other side so in your face clearly that it's easy to see what they're claiming and doing, and I think that's part of necessity to understand, hey, that's the headlines and the what do you want to call it, news porn they're peddling, if you will, so that I can then counter it and focus on the opposite. So this is where I see this in the press, but then I basically can blatantly stand up for what's right, highlight the constitutionality or the moral high ground or whatever the case may be. That's why I do it. I don't spend as much time on their sources as I do our own sources. But I do watch them, and there's headlines or two or three or five or whatever that I pull from those sources oftentimes. And where I first heard about this doctor that Lowell talked about last hour was from a mainstream source. They're just trashing him. How dare he? Well, then when they trash him and say, how dare he, I go, well, this is a guy I probably like. How do I dig into his information and become knowledgeable? Because if they hate him, I got to find out why. And 9 times out of 10, it's because, well, we like him. We agree with him, or et cetera, et cetera. And so, to me, that's why I do those things. Scott, you want to respond?
Well, certainly. I've always got to have an opinion I throw in. I don't call them mainstream media or anything like that. I call them a lame brain media lately. I mean, they're so agendized. They're so focused on the fear-mongering and the efforts to subvert the truth altogether, as well as the cause of liberty, that they do definitely have to be criticized. And I look back at a couple. Well, let's go back to the Founding Fathers again. You know me; it's kind of my way. You know, in Article 2, Section 3 of the United States Constitution, it requires the president to provide a State of the Union. And most of us have, you know, all of the living Americans now have always heard that in a speech. Thomas Jefferson adopted an approach of giving it in writing, and that was carried forth until probably about Woodrow Wilson, and then it became kind of a flamboyant pep rally. But Thomas Jefferson gave a written report of the State of the Union, and it was published for all to read, and I wholeheartedly concur that we ought to read more, and that Trump ought to put out some press releases that cannot be anything but what the words say they are. And I think that's a really good approach to do this. I think we have to just about, well, if it's not a complete discount or a contrarian point of view, we have to always hold back anything you read in the lame brain media because they are agendized. I had an interview, I think I told you about 10 days ago, with a major media source. And I'll tell you what, I called them out on the fact they're not doing investigative reporting. They're simply feeding the fuel of panic, despair, and hopelessness.
That's why me and Kurt called it the panic press recently, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what they've turned into. Dr. Scott Bradley with us, ladies and gentlemen. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website. We'll talk more in seconds on your radio.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, Dr. Scott Bradley, before my rude radio break interruption, you were saying, sir?
Well, absolutely. The media today, the lame brain media, as I'm loath to call them, but the fact of the matter is they really are a propagandizing machine. They are an effort to feed the fear. They're a Fauci organ. You know, this everything that they can say that's going to spin this thing into more doubt and fear and everything. And unfortunately, they have the organs of the press and the organs of the radio and the television and everything like that. I find it appalling that ideas of hopefulness, ideas of faith, ideas of things that, you know, Americanists that face challenges and go forward. I saw, for example, a sign the day before yesterday on a car. Somebody said, let us go back to work. All jobs are essential. And the way that the government and the media and everybody is saying, no. And Cuomo, in fact, out of New York, says, become essential if you want to go back to work. Well, you know what? The job that's being offered, somebody's paying you for, they think it's essential. The job you're doing is essential for you to be able to...
feed my family and stay off the socialist gravy train for dang sure.
Absolutely. But here's the deal. They feed this idea that everything's got to be shut down, locked up, and put away. And I don't know if you've been tracking this effort through the House for a $2,000 a month payment for a year to every adult over 16.
Yes, Ocasio-Cortez is promoting this. We played the soundbite from her talking about it. She's talking about $2,000 per household and then $1,000 per child in addition, right?
It's a $2,000 per adult over 16.
All right, and then $1,000 per child, I guess it is.
And
you
like,
could clean up,
hell.
Kurt.
Hey, Kurt, how many you got left at home?
Only one. And she's 19, so I don't think we're going to be cleaning
up. Well, yeah, you would, because she'd get two, you'd get two, and your wife would get two. You'd get $6,000, buddy, between the three of you.
You know, $72,000 a year, my friend, just to, stay home. In fact,
then we just buy stuff on the internet to kind of help the American way.
No. You will not be able to buy stuff very long. The inflationary powers would be unleashed in this nation if that were the case. It's funny. I've got a 13-year-old grandson. He's 13, for crying out loud. And he wants a motorcycle so bad his teeth ache. And he says, I got to buy a motorcycle now. He says, because with all this money that's being put into the economy, he says, there's going to be $1 million soon. And he's right. Everything is going to be jacked in price because there'll be so many dollars pursuing whatever's available out there. I mean, a 13-year-old can see this, but our Congress can't. It doesn't seem like anybody at the national level, well, I guess that's a pretty broad statement, but virtually nobody at the national level seems to have the slightest clue that what they're doing is not only destroying the productivity. And
I think they have a clue. I think they're doing it on purpose, Scott.
I think you're probably right, but the fact of the matter is, in addition to shutting business down, keeping people in their house arrest and all this kind of stuff, now they're going to turn the fires of inflation on in this nation to the point that we spin out of control in despair, destruction, and economic futility. And
yeah, other than that, it's not so bad, huh?
That's right. But at some point, I think they're going to say, "Oh, by golly, we got to go to it. Let's just use digital currency."
No, what they're going to do is they're going to launch the Jubilee, which is going to forgive all debt and launch us into a quote global digital currency, which will scare the daylights out of you. But people are starting to push back, which I find to be good news on this. There's a headline that says, "Fire Fossey, let us work, no social distancing, Alex Jones and others." Joins hundreds in Texas rally protest against the coronavirus lockdown. Scott?
You know, again, habeas corpus has been set aside. They don't have enough jail cells to put us all in, so they've put us all under house arrest. I mean, at least that's what they think they're doing. But the fact of the matter is, no due process. Everybody is put under that, and they say they're doing it to protect us all. Look, if everybody gets put on house arrest, everybody loses their job, the funding dries up. There's no, I'm appalled at what was once America, what their stores look like nowadays. And you can only buy certain things because they're essential. It's interesting. They're going to protect us all, save our lives from a Nazi germy. That's a germ that destroys liberty. And what we do is we end up starving to death in our homes because they have destroyed everything. Americans' entire productivity, our way of life, is absolutely being shredded by Nazi Germany.
But you could binge on Netflix while you go out, buddy.
No, let me tell you. I mean, I am appalled at Americans. I got some feedback from somebody with a conversation that this is a secondhand conversation they gave me over the weekend. But one of their neighbors is refusing to go to work. They're saying, when they open the economy, I will not go back. I will not put my life at risk. And they're actually, the bottom line is, they are actually have a higher income now because of all of the gravy train that's out there than they had when they were working. And they want to sit on their duff at home and take the gravy. And there's a lot of Americans that are doing that. And it's really unfortunate. There's those of us that want to go back and make a productive contribution to everything that really matters. And there's going to be an awful lot that are won over by the gravy train that's there, and they're going to fight like blazes to protect their health to wear their masks, to bunker up and hunker down in their apartments because they got more money coming in from largesse of government. And that'll continue to keep people in office because they're buying their vote. It's just appalling.
It's like the Lego movie, Scott. Everything is awesome. Kurt?
Amen to that. Everything is awesome, man.
See, Kurt likes it, man. Kurt doesn't like me criticizing this stuff. You know what I mean?
I saw the Lego movie. That eludes me. I don't understand that.
All right. In there, there's a song. Everything is awesome. Everything is awesome when you're part of the team. It's this song that, you know, everything is awesome when you're involved in socialism, and everything is awesome when you're, anyway, it's just this song. If you see the movie, it'll make sense. But anyway, you know, that's a movie that I've seen that Scott hasn't. That's a rarity, but there you go. So I've been telling everybody they need to take vitamin C and vitamin D, and they need to have fresh air and sunlight and all this stuff. I've been saying this for months. And then the president came out a couple of days ago and said, hey, light's really important. We need sunlight. And I'm like, good on you. Amen. You're right. Well, now the FBI is going against President Trump, and he ought to shut the whole unconstitutional agency down. But headline says FBI raids Detroit area medical clinic after they offered vitamin C shots to fight the coronavirus. So you got this clinic in Detroit saying vitamin C is good for you. It'll help, you know, your immune system, and you can fight out the coronavirus if you do vitamin C shots. And so people are taking these. The FBI literally came in and just raided them and shut them right on down. Now, Donald needs to be on that one, gentlemen.
Well, it is interesting that the overreach of the general government, I'll call them that because we're not national and we're not federal completely. It's a hybrid. I keep telling people that. They don't believe me. Read the 39th Federalist Paper. But at any rate, the general government is as far and vastly overreaching its original intent of the Founding Fathers. It has no power whatsoever to do what they're doing nowadays. Nothing that's happening in the nation right now is the purview of the national government. And so, we need to rein it in. And this little expedition by the FBI, holy cow, they got nothing better to do. I mean, the Comeys and all those of the world have just kind of fouled up that organization. And again, it's kind of a national police force. There is nothing in the Constitution that would say that would be authorized. So, yeah. They're treading on thin ice as far as I'm concerned.
President Trump needs to shut down the FBI. Look, they literally are criminal. I mean, you can't even literally give someone a vitamin C shot these days and say, hey, use natural God-given vitamins, and we believe it can strengthen your immune system. They've got this opinion, agree or disagree with them. I happen to agree with them. But they literally raided and shut that thing down. Now, the FBI lied in the Ammon Bundy case. They withheld exculpatory evidence so much that the judge shut it down. No accountable from the FBI. No accountability at all. Okay, the FBI's turned into really, I mean, there's a few good men in there, I'm sure, and women. But for the most part, it's just a criminal enterprise. They're protecting all the swamp monsters. They're attacking all the patriots. To a man. Like, I can't find exceptions. I'm sure they exist. But I can't find them. Every time I turn around, the FBI is involved in some nefarious activity that literally destroys liberty. What do you say, Kurt? I'm submitting it's out of control. President Trump needs to really get on shutting down the FBI.
I guess that's where you say, other than that, it's not so bad, right?
All right.
But anyway.
There you go. Well, do you guys know who the Heritage Foundation is?
Yeah, we broadcasted from there, right,
yeah.
Sam?
They're one of the leading conservative think tanks in the country. Well, now they're launching a campaign to push governors to phase out their coronavirus stay-at-home orders and allow the U.S. to open back up. And they call it, it's time. Grassroots campaign calls on governors to reopen the country. They got a petition and more. I signed it. Did you guys sign it? Quick pause on your radio.
Don't let love start slipping. Love starts slipping.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not unexpected, but now it's official. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is endorsing fellow Democrat and former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Now more than ever, we need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader who will fight for the people, a president with the values, experience, and the strategic thinking to bring our nation together and build a better, fairer world for our children.
That from a video Pelosi posted online today. It's a big day for folks in several states that are going to start reopening today despite the continuing outbreak of coronavirus. Restaurants across Georgia are now cleared for in-person dining as long as they do adhere to strict guidelines. And there are several other states that are loosening their restrictions as well. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A police officer in Baton Rouge, Louisiana is dead. Another still fighting for his life as police say a murder suspect shot the two yesterday as they were searching for him. And in Arizona, the search is on for a suspect accused of shooting a cop in the Phoenix suburb of Chandler. That officer has been released from a hospital. We told you earlier that there are a lot of states starting to reopen despite the continuing pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will likely begin to reopen the economy in certain areas after May 15th. With precautions.
All that progress we made by flattening that curve, we could lose that in a matter of days if we're not careful.
Tyson Foods, the meat processing giant, says there could be a shortage of its pork, beef, and chicken products as it's closing its plants because of the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, the Heritage Foundation doubling down and saying, let's open up the country, baby. Got to get it done. We got to get it done now. I say I commend them for their efforts. A lot of people are starting to stand up and make a difference. And, man, it's almost a day late and a dollar short. But you know what? Better than nothing, I can tell you that right now. And it's critical. But the Heritage Foundation doing a pretty phenomenal job, in my opinion. There's a lot of work to do. And I'm telling you, if we don't open up the country, we're going to melt down in so many other ways it won't even be funny. In fact, it might already be much too late. I'll send this to you guys here. I'll send this to Kurt and then to Scott, right? That's what I got to do here. All right, the link to the petition is there in your email, gentlemen. And anyway, it's a pretty good effort by the Heritage Foundation, in my opinion. They say it's time, and they say really that all evidence points to we've got to open up the country. Before, we didn't have the data. I know you guys had a panic, but now it is time. Grassroots campaign calls on governors to reopen the country. Anyway, very good efforts on this campaign. Heritage Action for America is who they are. And they say they're telling every governor to reopen American society. Heritage is arguing that U.S. citizens with the proper limitations should be free to travel, that businesses be allowed to open up to the public, and that Americans are responsible to get their own selves tested for the coronavirus if they need testing, etc. Anyway, very interesting efforts. And did you see this petition, Scott?
Well, I still haven't. If you send it to me, it still hasn't arrived. But I've got to say that it's a day late and a dollar short. We never should have shut down.
Well, of course.
We're operating on bad data. Everything that was happening was a knee-jerk reaction based upon computer models that are always hockey stick shaped. I mean, I don't care what kind of owing it awful you've got out there. There's somebody willing to create a computer model for you that's going to tell you how bad it's going to be. And all of the information that we've got at this point say that this is probably less dangerous than the common everyday annual flu we get. And the people have absolutely destroyed not only our nation economically, but our liberties. And these things won't be rolled back to where they should be. I mean, during the time you've been on here, I've been kind of going to some of the state websites and reviewing some of their owing it awful statistics that they are promoting still at this time. And most states are really behind the curve on this idea that this thing really, really was an overstep, an overreach. And the data that we've got now, at least 80% of the people that get it, they're mild. The symptoms are mild to non-existent. And it's absolutely absurd what we have done to this nation. And I think it's been done purposely with an agenda.
Well, and the question then becomes, if it's been done purposely with an agenda, is President Trump duped or is he part of that agenda?
Well, that's a very good question. I say most people that are at the head of the government right now are either ignorant, deceived, or deceivers. And we need to try and ascertain that with everybody that's there. But I don't think that most of those, again, there's probably some isolated cases where wisdom is prevailing, but their voices are not being heard because of the lame brain media and the agendized effort on the thing. But there's information out there that can be researched from well-reasoned, well-researched experts in the fields of epidemiology and disease and all the things that Fauci claims in his resume. But he has been an agendized person for all the decades that he's been in government, I say service, but I say it very loosely because I don't believe he's rendered any service to this nation, but people would call it that. The fact of the matter is people that are truly trained in the fields of question at this point have been very vocal, but they're information keeps getting taken off of Facebook or
yeah, and it doesn't make it into the press briefings or anything else. Do you think that President Trump is a deceiver? Do you think he's deceived or do you think he's ignorant?
Yes.
I'll give you my opinion on it here in a second, but what do you think? You think it's all three?
I think that at times he has been deceived and he's so ignorant on some things that he is being used as a dupe by some of those that are still there. I can't believe he continues to use some of the people that he's got there, and he probably get a lot of rash over getting rid of some of these people. But quite frankly, some of these people would be, like I say, Nazi Germany. This is
all right. What do you say, Kurt? Is Trump a deceiver, deceived, or ignorant? Or is there a fourth category?
I think all of us have some of each in this based on the information we've received. You know, we don't necessarily mean to be deceivers or deceived. It's just that we're humans and sometimes we get inaccurate information. And I think the president falls the same as us.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't say it's the same as us because we're talking about the reality of this thing and saying that it's a big sham and everything else. And if President Trump is listening to us, the deception will go away to a great degree. But I would say this. I think the biggest problem President Trump has, I don't think he's a deceiver intentionally. I think he's just got the worst people around him you could possibly get. And therefore, when you're isolated and you're, you know, when you have conversations with, say, Joe Biden and these kind of people, and then, you know, Fauci, and I mean, it goes on and on and on. And you can't, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and all these people can get to you at a moment's notice. You know, and guys like me just can't talk to the president if our lives depended on it. President Trump is just so isolated and surrounded by his enemies that I think the poor guy is just duped and manipulated to the point where, you know, he doesn't want to take on the, quote, professionals, because, man, that would be suicidal, say those around him, et cetera. And I think the poor guy just can't see the forest to the trees. What he needs to do is jettison Fauci, for example. And he needs to get this, like, Scott W. Atlas guy, who's a medical doctor. He's a medical doctor, and he's a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford, okay? This guy is the former chief of radiology at Stanford Medical Center. And this guy literally is saying the data's in. Stop the panic. End the total isolation. All right, he says facts, and he goes on and talks about the facts. And then he proposes an incredible solution. Okay, these are the people that President Trump needs to be listening to, Scott.
Well, I tell people this is probably the largest scam that has ever been perpetrated upon humanity. And it is certainly in the United States.
Yeah, I can't decide if the Federal Reserve implementation or this is bigger. It's hard for me to tell.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Federal Reserve's been around for 100 years and has done its damage for all those years. But this, in such an isolated short period of time, has absolutely devastated everything Americanist. I mean, we're getting rid of, you get your Bill of Rights out and you read the Constitution. There's no justification for this at any point in anything in the Constitution. And the states, honestly, in many ways, are worse than what the national government's done. And I really believe that there ought to be discussion about impeachment. Whether it's Trump for being stupid, for having stupid people around him, or it's for governors that are overreaching what their constitutions allow. We as a people have got to recognize that impeachment is a solution when we have those that completely violate their oath of office at every level, and they create law, they enforce law, they adjudicate law, the very definition of tyranny, according to James Madison in the Federalist 47.
I think you're right. I would not impeach the president, though, and I've mentioned this many times before. You know, the president inherits a situation. And you know what? He's done a lot of good to try to change that situation. He hasn't done perfect. He's got a long way to go. But, man, it's easy to be an armchair quarterback, too. And I would say that he's tried to move the presidency back to a more constitutional position. But he gets shut down and attacked on every side. I think the president has committed impeachable offenses. But I don't think he should be impeached over it. And the reason I say that is, well, I think the second you got in power, you would be committing impeachable offenses just by your existence there. Even if you tried to write it the best you could. And so I don't think we can hold the president completely responsible. I think what we could do is look at his actions and say, what is he doing? And I think he's trying to do what's right in many cases. I really do. And this is where I try to focus on principle every time. The principle is that we have allowed as a nation the presidency to go so far from the way it was intended that, man, a new president, the second he gets in power, he's already breaking the law in many ways. And so we got to be very careful with that, and we got to move the needle. Where I do think there should be impeachments going on is with some of these governors, though. These governors
about 45 of them, about 45 governors probably. And I can't tell you the four or five that I wouldn't include in that. I mean, there's probably a handful, but at least 45 probably need to be impeached.
I'm just telling you, because they're the ones mandating these lockdowns and arresting people for violations, etc. The president is not. Other presidents probably would be, though. Let's be clear about that as well.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher, certified, put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Co-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name. And that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
All right, Dr. Scott Bradley's in the house, ladies and gentlemen, along with Kirk Crosby and yours truly. We're talking about governors out of control. So I think a lot of these governors should be impeached because I believe they've been literally doubling down on tyrannical behaviors. Some governors have held off and not been as tyrannical as others. But, man, the president's put some guidelines together, but there's only a few governors that have the guts not to literally lock their citizens down without authority. I mean, this is serious business. Scott?
Well, it is, and I would admonish every one of your listeners. You have listeners across many states, and if I understand correctly, even internationally. That, and in fact, people internationally oftentimes find sources in the United States, such as your program, to be kind of a bellwether of some of the things that are happening in the country, and they look to that. But truthfully, people need, in their own state, to carefully review their own constitutions, because most of the constitutions completely avoid authorization to do what is happening. And when they have done it by law, what they do is they create a law. The legislature will say, in case of an emergency, a declared emergency, the governor has blah, blah, blah. They can create law, enforce law, and adjudicate law according to laws that are created. Those laws violate the constitution of your state. There is no authority whatsoever for the executive to obtain and exercise legislative powers, for example. And again, the 47th Federalist Paper, what Madison said, if you exercise the three forms of, legislative, executive, and judicial under one head, whether elected or appointed or inherited, is the very definition of tyranny, according to Madison. And what most states' constitutions preclude this from happening. Utah's constitution certainly does. And when the legislature makes pretend law at some point, which in Utah, for example, they did 4 years ago, that granted to the governor and to executive officers in municipalities the authority to create law and enforce law, they are in violation of their oath of office. Now, that is where we come to the point of impeachment, where people say, wait, you took an oath to hold the office. We hired you to do this job according to your job description. Your job description is not what legislature creates if it's contrary to the Constitution. Constitutions are superior to, they take precedence over, and they override anything that might be done by the legislature. And just because someone's in the legislature and thinks, oh my golly, I are a legislator, I can now create anything I want, that is not true. They must create law within the absolute boundaries and framework of the Constitution they're operating under. And most...
And if they don't do that, they go rogue.
They are rogue.
Yes.
And they need to be removed from office. And that's why I say, I picked a number, 45. 45 governors probably ought to be impeached over this thing. And I think it's an absolute shame that we don't have enough people in this country. They're so concerned about maintaining their liberty that they would not take this action. I am appalled. But honestly, most people, it's like...
Well, which means what they're doing is confusing security with liberty, and they're winding up with neither is the problem. All right,
of course...
Go ahead, Scott.
Of course, Ben Franklin advised against that, but Norman Vincent Peale, I think it was in 1976, He said, 200 years ago, Americans roared like lions for liberty, and now they bleat like sheep for security.
Sad but true, and that's the point. All right, AIDS are in the news to President Trump. Kurt?
Very good, Sam. Yeah, the you know, what they're saying basically is the ones around him have now said that that his lowest point was in mid-March when he had dismissed the virus as, you know, one person coming in from China and no worse than the flu, saw deaths and infections from COVID-19 rising daily. You know, some of the people around him were saying stuff like that. Then he had Mike Lindell, a Trump donor campaign surrogate and the chief executive of MyPillow, when he visited the White House later that month and said the president seemed so glum that Mr. Lindell pulled out his phone to show him a text message from a Democratic voting friend of his who thought Mr. Trump was doing a good job. Mr. Lindell said Mr. Trump perked up hearing the praise. I just wanted to give him a little confidence, Mr. Lindell said.
Yeah, maybe President Trump ought to hang around guys like us. His confidence will soar. And we can get him on track for doing what needs to be done, for sure. What? Mike Pompeo's in the news too, Kurt.
Well, the headline from Breitbart says, Pompeo, we may never return to funding WHO. And,
subheadline,
not exactly, but one person called the WHO, is that the Wuhan Health Organization? But no, it's the World Health Organization.
Well, and the bottom line is we shouldn't be funding those organizations in the first place, Kurt.
Amen.
All right, Obama administration's in the news.
Well, the headline from WorldNet Daily says Obama administration-funded Wuhan lab site suspected of being source of coronavirus pandemic.
There you go. And I don't know the source of the pandemic, but I know this, you know, when it's used for population control and vaccinations, you can bet the United States is involved in the thick of it somewhere. That's just my opinion. Cuban Christians are in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, the headline reads, Cuban Christians share word of God on coronavirus masks. That's where on your mask right there on the front, you write, you know, some Bible verse or whatever. So at least the mask has, well, one good use.
There you go. U.S. economy. This is a pretty negative piece, Kurt. What's up with you?
Very good. The headline, Sam, says the U.S. economy has wiped out all the job gains since the Great Recession. And they tell you how many total, you know, and so it's like 22 plus million jobs.
I think the latest word is more closer to 27, 28 million. I think that, but again, I don't know how to overemphasize the despair that they have created in this nation over a hockey stick kind of computer program that always, always creates a panic. I mean, pick any subject they've got out there. There isn't a good hockey stick computer program because the people that are writing them are agendized. And they're gonna foster their agenda, and that the news media is living at the greatest scam of the nation, at least in a shorter period of time. Whether it's religious leaders that were taken in on it, or government leaders, or the population, or business leaders, I mean, we have been devastated by complete lack of information, and they've been feeding us bad information the whole time. So I don't know. I'm pretty discouraged with the lack of leadership. I say often to people, when the shepherd is lost, the sheep are lost. And we don't seem to have many shepherds that know where they're going right now. So we're in trouble as a nation,
well,
as a people.
I think we just need to keep a steady course. I think we have a clarion call for what matters. Turn to God, family, and country. Promote life, liberty, and property. You know what? Base our viewpoints on principle. Stand for what is right. You know what? When it's right, it's right. When it's wrong, it's wrong. It's that simple. When the president's right, we praise him. When the president does good, we praise him. When he does bad or wrong, we simply criticize. But we provide a solution. So we, you know, criticize not the man, the person, but the principle, the idea, in an effort to then point out the real solutions. Okay? So on this broadcast for 2 hours, we've been talking about a lot of these issues. But all in the framework of there are solutions. You can open up the economy. You can stop government from meddling in the free market. and stop the government from promoting socialism. You can tell the truth on what really helps stop disease. Okay? And I believe sound obedience to God's principles and prayer, one of the greatest solutions we have. Natural health and healing, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin A, plenty of good sunlight, plenty of open fresh air, plenty of sleep, okay, plenty of social interaction, and we could literally do what some of these good doctors are now wisely pointing out. It just seems that we can't get Trump to listen to these doctors for some reason. Trump's just too busy listening to Fauci. And again, I don't think Trump's a bad guy, but I do think he's got the wrong folks whispering in his ears. And I think that we really need to just push and say, President, please listen. Please, you don't need to do these press briefings with the enemies, okay? Go places where you can find friends and support and love and strength and guidance and protection. Okay, and you know what? Guys like these doctors we've been highlighting today on the program for 2 hours, they've got the answers. They're experts in their fields, unparalleled by none. They're paralleled by none. These people are incredible, and they're pointing out the clarion way to go. And we've just got to simply jump on board and get behind it and do it. And you know, the sooner we turn to God, family, and country, the sooner we turn to these solutions, the better off we'll be. And the solutions are there. They just are.
You know, it's interesting. Some of your listeners may have at some point crossed paths with the Tolkien, I guess I should say, series of The Lord of the Rings. And if you'll remember, Theoden, the Rohan king, had Wormtongue whispering in his ear the whole time, and it absolutely destroyed his kingdom and his own personality, himself, and everything like that. And then you look at Denethor at Minas Tirith and how he became so wrapped up in his own closure of who he thought he was that he became insane. I mean, these analogies that you find sometimes in some of the heroic literature, I think, can be found in our day when we have worm tongues out there that are whispering despair, hopelessness, and just bringing people to their knees because they've drained all the energy from them. That's what's happened to America. Our economy's that way. Our leadership is that way. Our businesses are that way. And honestly, so many of the people are that way. They have drained the energy out of the people. And I think it's just tragic that worm tongue has given so much power, and I think Fauci's a worm tongue.
Well, and I'll tell you this, the good news is that I signed this petition now. It's about time to open up the economy. And Kurt, you got it signed too, right?
Yes, sir.
Just imagine if 100 million Americans signed that, dude. Then we were to get the right doctors to be, you know, whispering in President Trump's ear. You know, things would change in a heartbeat and solutions would be had by all, Scott.
Well, you know, I don't think we should have gone down this path to begin with.
Well, of course, but we're already down it now. What do we do to fix it? And we listen to these good people that have a restoration plan.
And the governors, my recommendation is that people within their states need to start looking at impeachment. That's how dramatically wrong this is, in my opinion. Impeachment isn't used nearly often enough. And if it's taken as a shot across the bow, you never go down there again. You do not follow this path again, because, in fact, in Utah's Constitution, I know we're about out of time, but Article 1, Section 27, Article 1 is basically the Bill of Rights, if you will, in the Utah Constitution. But this Section 27, I think, is fundamental to what we're doing here. Frequent recurrence to fundamental principles are essential to the security of individual rights and the perpetuity of free government. We have got to remind those that we entrust with some kind of leadership responsibility that these are the limits and bounds within you which you operate, and you cannot step beyond those. We've got to go back to them often.
It's time to make a valiant stand, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that right now. Hopefully our education in the media is critical and important to you and your family. Look, we do our very best to ferret out the truth, and there's no doubt it's a tough road to hoe. But I'm telling you right now, the truth can be had by those that are serious seekers of the truth. There are solutions. There are answers. There is hope. But if you're going to do it without God, family, and country, there is no hope, folks. You got to follow the fundamental checks and balances of the greatest country on the face of the earth. You got to do it by going to God and repenting and asking for his protection. Okay, you got to do it by standing with your family, the fundamental unit of society. Those are the clear answers. God save the Republic of the United States of America.